Now, fresh water is one of the most fundamental needs of humans, and a group from MIT has found out a new way to make it. Many natural disasters can remove our source of clean fresh water, which is absolutely lethal for us. But one inexhaustible source of water is, of course, the sea, but the salt makes it no use for drinking. There's various ways of desalinating this water, but most of them don't scale down very well. So if you had lots of people in a disaster area, you can't give them out a little water purification kit very easily. The best one of those so far is reverse osmosis, essentially filtering the salt out with a special membrane. This requires large pressures, which needs a pump, and the membranes tend to get gummed up by contaminants. Now, Sung-jae Kim from MIT and colleagues have come up with an alternative. Instead of using a membrane to separate the salt from the water, they're using electricity. They made a Y shape of very small channels, about 0.5 millimeter wide. The dirty water comes up the stem of the Y. On one of the two arms is a what's called a Nafion nanojunction, made up of material called Nafion. This is a material which will let positively charged ions flow through it, but not negatively ones. This means that you end up with an area where no ions end. It's formed this complicated process, which ends up means an area with no ions in it, and all of the ions get pushed up the other junction of the Y, meaning you get fresh water coming down the first arm of the Y, and charged species and ions and bacteria all end up going out through the contaminated one, with 99% of the water is removed. It isn't quite as energy efficient as reverse osmosis, but it's intrinsically a much smaller scale thing. And you could maybe build a machine consisting of maybe 1,600 of these junctions to purify about 15 litres of water a day, which is enough for a family. And because the contaminants are all pushed away from the sensitive parts, it doesn't clog up in the same way as a membrane does.
Roughly how much power does it use? You said it's less efficient than a reverse osmosis pump, but usually they're pumped by hand. It might be quite a difficult comparison.
It's sort of using about twice as much energy as a reverse osmosis system. So it's the same order, but not quite as good. But you can scale it down.
Excellent.